在与人的谈话里头啊，我们都会有这样的经验。
We've all had an experience like this during some of our conversations.
啊，就是对方所回答的啊，并不是我们所问的。
Which is that somebody answers a question that you didn't really ask.
那很有可能呢，啊，他在隐瞒一些事情。
And so the reason could be that they're hiding something.
啊，很有可能啊，他在闪避着啊一些事情。
Or maybe he's trying to sweep something under the rug.
啊，也有可能他的心思并不在我们的谈话里头。
Or it could be that he's just not really, his heart's not into your conversation.
啊，有时候我们对主耶稣也会像这样子答非所问。
And sometimes we do the same thing to Jesus, where we answer a different question than the one he asked.
啊，所以主耶稣要问我们说。你的心思是在哪里？
So that's why he also asks us, where is your mind?
我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章十九节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 19.
十九节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
20节，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
21节，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
主耶稣要我们的心思放在哪里？
Where does God want our hearts to be?
主耶稣要我们的心思放在天上。
Jesus wants us to set our hearts on things above.
如何能够将心思放在天上呢？
And so how do we set our minds on things above?
主耶稣在二十节说，只要积攒财宝在天上。
In verse 20, Jesus says, as long as your treasures are in heaven.
如果心思不是在天上，那心思很可能是在地上。
If your mind is not in heaven, then it's probably on earth.
所以十九节主耶稣说，不要将自己不要为自己积财宝在地上。
That's why in verse 19, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth."
那天上是什么
？So where is heaven, or what is heaven?
天上我们可以说就是我们。心思放在属灵的事情上面。
You can say that it means that we put our hearts on the spiritual things.
那什么跟属灵的事情有关？
So what are spiritual things?
就是我们的信仰，就是教会。
Our faith in our church.
所以主耶稣要我们常常把心思放在信仰，放在教会上面。
And so Jesus often wants us to put our hearts on the church and on our faith.
那什么是？什么是把财宝放在天上
？What does it mean to lay up our treasures in heaven？
我们很容易想到的，可能就是我们的奉献。
What we may think of in our initial reaction is our offering。
其实财宝不只是这些财务的奉献。
But actually, these treasures aren't just our financial offerings。
主耶稣看为宝贵的事情还有比这个更重要的。
Because Jesus views a few things more importantly than that.
我们的行为在神来看是宝贵的。
Our actions are important in the eyes of God.
能够得神喜悦的行为，这就是财宝。
Actions that are pleasing to God are treasures.
在神来看，我们的侍奉，这个也是宝贵的，也是财宝。
Our service is also precious. These are also treasures in God's eyes.
如果我们要把我们的心思放在天上，我们要看重这几件事情。
If we want to put our treasures, our hearts in heaven, then we have to emphasize these things.
为什么主耶稣要我们的心思放在天上
？So why does God want us to put our hearts in heaven?
因为这带给我们永生。
Because it brings us eternal life.
因为这个才是能够存到永远的。
Because only this can last until eternity.
所以。十八节，在十九节，主耶稣说：“不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。”
That's why in verse 19, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth."
那这个对我们来讲应该是、啊、很清楚的。
So this should be clear to us.
啊，什么是地上的财宝
？What are treasures on earth?
我们的钱财，我们的一些宝贵的东西。
Our wealth, the things that we view as important or precious.
啊，我们的啊，我们的房子，我们的不动产。
Our houses, our property.
啊，我们的工作，我们的事业。
Our work, our career.
啊，甚至包括我们的家庭。
Including our family.
啊，还有包括我们的时间，我们的才能。
Including our time and our abilities.
啊，这些都是在地上我们生活当中是宝贵的。
These are all things that are important or precious to us on earth.
啊，那为什么主耶稣说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上
？So why does Jesus say, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth"?
我们会把我们的财宝存在银行里。
Because we'll put our treasures in the bank.
我们会把我们的财宝存在家里。
We'll put our treasures in our homes.
啊，那地上的财宝。它是短暂的。
But these treasures on earth are temporary.
啊，而且呢，主耶稣在这里说，啊，它是不安全的，啊，是没有绝对的保障的。
And like Jesus says here, they're insecure. They do not have a guarantee.
哦，所以我们的心思将要放在哪里
？And so where should we put our hearts and our minds?
啊，我们应该将我们的心思放在天上。
We should put our hearts in heaven.
啊，因为那是永生，那是永恒。
Because that is eternal.
那我们是很真实的、啊、活在时空的物质里头。
Now, but we still live in this real world of physical things.
在圣经里头，对我们生活的教导、啊、也是要、啊、是教导我们要努力，不要浪费， yes. 要储蓄。
So the Bible still teaches us that even in this physical world, we should work hard and we should not do things like waste.
而且我们要养成储蓄的习惯。
And we should also have a habit or daily routine.
啊，那我们就会想到，是的，在箴言第六章里头，啊，告诉我们说要去看蚂蚁，向蚂蚁学习。
And so remember how Proverbs chapter 6 tells us that we should go learn from the ants.
啊，蚂蚁留给我们生活的一个榜样，就是刚才所提到的这几项。
Because the life of an ant actually gives us a couple examples to learn from, which are the things that I just mentioned.
啊，我们人需要努力。
That we need to work hard.
啊，我们人啊，对我们的资源不要随意的浪费。
That we should not waste the things that we have, the resources that we have.
在生活当中的一种的智慧之一呢，啊，就是我们要能够啊储蓄，能够为将来来做准备。
And we should also prepare for things in the future.
那这样子是不是跟主耶稣在马太福音六章十九节这里所说的，好像有冲突、有矛盾
？And so doesn't this mean that there's a contradiction between that and what Jesus taught us here in Matthew chapter 6?
啊，其实不是的。
Actually, there isn't.
啊，其实这只是方法、手段跟目的的不一样。
Actually, it's just a difference in method and goal.
是的。在真实的生活里头，我们需要有这些物质。
Yeah, in our real lives, we do need these physical things.
啊，不是说今生的这些物质它是不需要的。
It's not like saying that we don't need these physical things in our physical lives.
啊，不是说我们看得到、摸得到的这些它是不重要的。
This isn't to say that these things that we can feel and that we can touch and see are not important.
啊，不是说这些物质界的东西它都是没有价值的、没有意义的。
It's not to say that these physical things that we can see and touch have no value and no meaning.
啊，这些都是我们很真实的生存所必须的。
These are all things that we practically and really need in our lives.
这是我们活着的手段方法。
These are all the ways that we survive in this world.
但是这些不是全部。
But they're not the entirety of how we live.
这些不是最终的目的目标。
They are not the final goal.
最终的目的跟目标是永生。是永恒。
The final goal, the final destination is eternity, is eternal life.
所以借这个机会，我们也来看一下，啊，来思考一下，啊，所谓的物质跟财富。
And so from this experience, or example, let's, think about our physical things.
是的，我们需要拥有物质。
It's true that we need physical things.
甚至，啊，我们可能拥有的 非常的丰富。
And maybe some of us have a lot of it.
哦，所以物质跟财富的拥有，它这个本身不是罪。
And so, to have physical things or even wealth is not a sin in itself.
啊，但是要紧的是，我们这种拥有的态度，以及我们对所拥有的我们的做法。
But the key is in the attitude of how we treat these things that we own and what we do with them.
拥有常常也是神托付给我们一些的责任。
To have something is often an entrustment of God. He gives us this. He entrusts this thing to us.
请看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章第一节
，James chapter five verse one，
啊，这里在谈到拥有财富啊应该有的智慧。
Here it tells us the wisdom that we should have when we have physical wealth。
第一节，嗨，你们这些富足人啊，应当哭泣、嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上。
Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you。
啊，这是一个警告。
This is a warning.
为什么会这样子警告？
Why is there this kind of warning?
第二节，你们的财物坏了，衣服也被虫子咬了。
Verse 2, your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten.
第三节，你们的金银都长了锈，那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在末世只知积攒钱财。
Verse 3, your gold and silver are corroded and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days.
第四节，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。这工钱有声音呼叫，并且那收割之人的咽声已经入了剜金之主的耳了。
Verse 4, indeed the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabbath.
第五节，你们在世上享美无好宴乐，当宰杀的日子，竟骄养你们的心。
Verse 5, you have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter.
第六节，你们定了义人的罪，把他杀害，他也不抵挡你们。
Verse 6, you have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you.
啊，为什么第一节啊是这样子的来警告啊这个富足的人？
So how come there is such a warning to the rich in verse 1?
啊，因为他们没有一个拥有的正确的态度。
Because they don't have the right attitude.
因为他们没有一个拥有财富啊应该负担起的责任。
Because they don't have a sense of responsibility that somebody who is wealthy should have.
啊，照逻辑来讲，越拥有越多，应该是会越慷慨。
According to logic, the more somebody has, the more generous they should be.
啊，但是在现实里头。常常却是相反。
But in reality, sometimes it's the exact opposite.
啊，有很多时候拥有反而让一个人啊是更加的刻薄啊，更加的吝啬。
Many times when somebody starts to have more, it actually makes them even less generous.
好，我们请再看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's also look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。十七节
，First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17。
十七节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠那无定的钱财，只要依靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。
Verse 17, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
啊，所以财富本身它是中性的。
And so wealth in itself is neutral.
啊，要紧的是在这个拥有财富的人，他的态度是什么
？And so, what is the attitude of someone who is rich?
财富是中性的，但是它会成为一个试探。
Wealth is neutral, but it can become a temptation.
照这个经节所说的，让人自高啊，让人忽略了依靠神。
Like this verse says, it can cause men to become haughty. It could cause men to stop trusting in God.
所以拥有并不是错误，并不是罪。
And so to have things is not wrong. It's not a sin.
拥有却 仍然要保持这一个谦卑的态度。
But the more we have, the more we have to keep hold of this humble attitude.
拥有要保持着我们对神依靠的心的不改变。
And when we have, then we have to keep this unchanging heart of trusting in God.
那不但这样子，更积极的来担负起神所托付给我们的责任。
And not only that, we have to even more proactively go and bear the responsibilities that God has given us.
18节
Verse 18.
因后主父他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
18. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share.
更积极的，好好的来用神所给我们拥有的财富。
We should more proactively go and use the riches that God has given us.
那19节说，这就是将财宝。基准在天上。
In a good way, and verse 19 says that this is storing up a good foundation in heaven.
那这个会带给将我们的心会放在天上。
And so in this way, we put our hearts in heaven.
让我们能够得着那个永恒的赏赐。
So we can receive eternity.
再来贫穷。不是罪。
Next, to be poor also isn't a sin.
贫穷也不会阻碍了我们跟神的关系。
To be poor also will not harm or serve as an obstacle in our relationship with God.
贫穷也不会阻碍了我们的得救。
To be poor will also not stop us from having salvation.
在圣经里头也有一些是被看为是贫穷的古圣徒。
There are many saints in the Bible who were actually poor.
比如说路德记里头的路德
Just like Ruth in the book of Ruth.
她成为寡妇
She was a widow.
她没有孩子
She had no children.
对以当时的社会来讲就是她没有依靠她没有前途
And so in society at the time, it meant that she had nothing to rely on and she had no property.
她没有先生所以她没有依靠
Because she had no husband, she had no one to rely on.
她没有孩子所以他没有所谓的希望。
And because she had no children, then she had no hope.
但是我们知道，他却是神所眷顾的一个人。
But we know that she is somebody that God looked after.
我们可以看到说，他是一个敬畏神、得神喜悦的人。
And we can see that she is somebody who revered God and who is somebody that God was pleased with.
所以他的贫穷并没有阻挡了。他跟神的关系，那以今天的话来讲，也没有阻挡了他的得救。
And so the fact that she was poor did not stop her from having a good relationship with God. It didn't affect that. Just like in today's terms, we would say it has nothing to do with her salvation.
但是我们所要留意的是有一件事情。
But the thing that we have to be careful about
就是懒惰这一件事情。
Is the matter of laziness.
懒惰不但是生活当中的一个缺失，甚至它会是一个罪。
Laziness is not only something that will cause a lack in our lives, it is also a sin.
那当然，懒惰总通常也会带来贫穷。
And of course, laziness also often brings forth poverty.
但是贫穷不等于懒惰。
But poverty does not necessarily equal laziness.
那为什么说懒惰甚至会是一个罪？
Now, how can we say that laziness is a sin?
因为很多败坏的事情常常跟懒惰有关系。
Because a lot of times, laziness also 败坏
跟一些败坏的事情有关系，
oh,
一些犯罪的事情有关系。
A lot of times, failure or sin has to do with laziness.
所以主耶稣说，马太福音6:21，主耶稣说：“你们的财宝在哪里？你们的心也在那里。”
And so that's why in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, Jesus said, For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以我们要照着主耶稣所勉励我们的，我们要将我们的心思摆在天上。
And so according to the encouragement from God and from Jesus, then we have to put our hearts in heaven.
所以我们要看重我们的信仰，看重教会。
So we have to place a high importance on our faith and in our church.
因为所谓属灵的，对我们现实的生活来讲， 就是我们的信仰，就是教会。
Because what is spiritual in our lives is basically our faith and our church.
看重信仰，我们就应该留意我们每天生活的言语行为。
If we look highly upon faith, then we will be careful about the things we say and do each day.
看重教会，我们就会看重对教会的奉献，在教会里头的侍奉。
If we look highly upon the church, then we will look highly upon or care about our offering to the church or our service to the church.
所以钱财，我们的财宝在哪里，是会影响到我们的心思在哪里。
And so where our treasure is really will affect where our hearts are.
那为什么心思在哪里是这么的重要？
And so how come it's so important how, it's so important where your heart is?
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 22.
二十二节，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
22, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light.
二十三节，你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗，你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大。
23, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
这两节的重点在讲到我们里头的光。
The point of these two verses is talking about the light inside of us.
然后用我们肉体的眼睛来说明里头的光有多重要。
And it uses our physical eyes to talk about how important that light is.
肉体的眼睛若昏花了，那看不清楚，那就会好像生活在这个不光明里头，黑暗里头。
Because if our physical eyes are blurry and our vision is not good, then it basically means that we live our lives in darkness.
所以到某些年纪之后很多人就会开始注意自己眼睛的健康。
And so after a certain age, some people start caring about the health of their eye.
发现说眼睛在身体里头也是非常重要的一个器官。
We realize that the eyes are actually a very important part of our bodies.
那用这样子来帮助我们了解这个心里的光有多么重要。
And so this example helps us to understand how important the light inside of us is.
那这个里头的光跟我们的心思在哪里是有直接的关系。
Now, where our light inside of our bodies is directly related to where our hearts are.
我们的心思如果是在天上，那么我们里头的光才会明亮。
If our hearts are in heaven, then only in that way will the light inside of us shine brightly.
我们的心思如果是在地上，那么里头的光是不会明亮的。
If our hearts are on earth, then the light inside of us will be dim.
那里头的光就是能够让我们看清楚是非。
And that light inside of us is what helps us to discern between right and wrong.
这个里头的光能够让我们去判断善或者恶。
It is the light inside of us that helps us to discern between good and evil.
里头的光会帮助我们来决定我们现在过怎样的生活。
And is that light inside of us that can help us to decide what kind of life I should live today?
那里头的光甚至会决定我们将来的永恒。
And that is the light that will determine our eternal life in the future.
那为什么里头的光会暗呢？
Now, what would cause that light inside of us to grow dim?
因为我们的心思如果只是放在地上。
If our hearts are only on this earth.
那为什么我们的心思只放在地上？
Now, why would our hearts only be on this earth?
请看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节，此等不信之人，被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
For whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them.
这里说到这个世界的神，他会弄瞎了人的心眼。
Here it says that the God of this age will blind the minds of people in this world.
哦，这个世界的神会利用这个世界上的这些物质来弄瞎了我们的心眼。
The God of this age, the God of this world, will use the things in this world to blind our eyes.
哦，所以事情常常不但有表面，也有它的背后。
So we know that everything not only has a surface level meaning, but it also has something that lays behind it.
哦，这些表面的东西都是世界的神的一个媒介，一个工具。
And everything that we see on the surface level, the things that we can observe, those are just all tools of the God of this age.
哦，所以地上的财宝啊，会让我们里头黑暗了。
And so the riches of this world can cause the light inside of us to grow dim.
哦，那地上的财宝刚才有提过，这是只是一个通称的名词，它里头包括着很多的项目。
Now, like I mentioned before, when we say treasures of this earth, there's a lot of things that applies to.
因为很多的事情跟财宝它是有直接的关系。
Because there's a lot of things that have to do with riches or wealth.
啊，地位跟财宝有关系。
Inheritance or I'm sorry or
position
or status or position in this world has to do with our treasures.
啊，享乐跟财宝有关系。
Enjoyment has to do with these treasures.
啊，那主耶稣说，里头如果没有光的话，那黑暗是何等的大。
And so Jesus said that if your darkness, if your light inside is dark, then how great is that darkness?
哦，为什么说那个黑暗是何等的大
？Why did he say how great is that darkness?
那个黑暗比肉体的眼睛看不见还要严重。
That darkness is actually even worse than your physical eyes not being able to see.
如果里头的光黑暗了
，If the light within you is dark，
我们很容易对信仰会有成见。
Then it's easy for us to start to 成见。
会有偏见。
Then we'll start to view our faith a little differently.
地位是所谓地上的财宝之一。
We'll start to have a prejudice towards faith because in this world, treasure is number one or riches is number one.
在主耶稣传福音的时候，最不认识主耶稣的是谁？
When Jesus was preaching, who was the one who believed in him the least?
就是这些所谓的文士法利赛人。
It was the scribes and the teachers of the law, the Pharisees.
他们懂圣经，但是他们不认他们。圣经知识很多，但是他们不认识主耶稣。
They had a lot of knowledge of the scriptures, but they still did not know Jesus.
他们有这么多的圣经知识，但是他们为什么不认识主耶稣
？How could they not know or realize who Jesus was, even when they had so much knowledge of the scriptures?
因为他们里头的光暗了。
It's because the light within them was dark.
为什么他们里头的光会暗呢
？Why was the light within them dark?
因为他们不但有圣经的知识，他们还拥有在犹太社会里头的地位。
Because not only did they have the knowledge of the scriptures, they also had a position in their Jewish society.
地位是很吸引人的。
Positions are things that are very attractive to people.
因为抓着地位，所以让他们没有办法谦卑的。来认识主耶稣。
And because they kept on holding on to their positions, they were unable to become humble to know Jesus.
他们也常常夹杂在人群里头，跟着主耶稣。
They also used to follow Jesus around with everybody else.
但是因为里头的光暗了。
But because the light within them was dark.
他们总是只是对主耶稣存着这个偏见。
They continued to have a bias toward Jesus.
所以在主耶稣的眼中，他们是瞎的。
And so in the eyes of Jesus, they were blind.
为什么那个黑暗会那么大
？How come their darkness was so great？
因为人会变成欺骗自己。
Because humans know how to trick or lie to ourselves.
我们请看启示录第三章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。十七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 17.
启示录三章十七节。
Revelation 3, verse 17.
十七节，你说我是富足，已经花了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
啊，这在讲到当时的老底家教会。
This was talking about the church of Laodicea at the time.
啊，他们是拥有地上的财富。
They were very wealthy on this earth.
啊，但是在主耶稣的眼中，啊，他们却是贫穷的、瞎眼、赤身的。
But in the eyes of Jesus, they were poor, they were blind, and they were naked.
啊，但是他们说我们一样都不缺。
But they said we don't lack anything.
啊，里头没有了光，人不能够看清楚自己。
If we don't have a light within ourselves, then we're unable to see ourselves clearly.
哦，甚至人还欺骗自己。
To the point that we can even lie to ourselves. 啊，
为什么那个黑暗是何等的大
？How come that darkness was so great?
里头如果没有了光，人没有办法明白福音的重要，福音的好处。
If we don't have a light within us, then we're unable to understand how great and how important faith is.
哦，人没有办法去看到这个信仰它的价值，它的宝贵。
We're unable to see the value and to see how precious this faith is.
哦，人会认为我为什么要花那么的那么多的时间精神在信仰上面？
And this message is, and then we'll wonder, how come I need to spend so much time and effort on this faith?
啊，虽然已经领受了神的啊神的救恩，神的恩典。
Even though we've already received the salvation of God.
啊，但是我们的心思如果没有放在天上
，But if our hearts and minds are not placed above, in heaven,
啊，很有可能我们是会再离开的。
Then it's very possible then that we will one day leave.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第十节。
Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
第十节，保罗说：“因为底马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我，往帖撒罗尼迦去了。”
2 Timothy 4:10 For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica.
在这里，保罗很感叹的说：“底马贪爱现今的世界，他就离开了。”
Here Paul sadly says that Demas has forsaken him because he loved this world.
啊，不再顺服、遵守神的教训。
He no longer was submissive to the teachings of God.
这离开就让自己陷入更大的黑暗里头。
And he left, departing for an even greater darkness.
那为什么会离开
？Now why would he leave?
啊，因为里头的光黑暗了。
Because the light within had become dark.
啊，因为没有将心思放在天上，只是把心思放在地上。
Because he did not place his heart and his mind on things above, but only on this earth.
为什么主耶稣说这个黑暗是何等的大
？Why did Jesus say that this darkness is so great?
里头的光如果暗了，也会破坏了很多的关系。
If the darkness within, or if the light within has become dark, then it will also ruin many of your relationships.
第一个破坏了我们跟自己的关系。
First, it will ruin our relationship between us and ourselves.
当我们的心思只是放在地上的时候，我们就不再拥有那一份应该有的平安跟喜乐。
When our light is no longer light or bright within us, then we will no longer have this peace on this earth and this joy.
一个在地上的财宝里头打滚的人，他很难拥有那个真正的平安跟喜乐。
Somebody who keeps just running circles around his wealth on this earth, is very hard for somebody like that to have peace and joy.
再来破坏了跟别人的关系。
It also ruins our relationships with other people.
极力的在激战地上的财宝。常常就必须跟别人来竞争，啊，甚至一些不好或者不对的手段。
If we want to work really hard for the riches of this world, then often we need to come into competition with other people, and sometimes we even need to use some less methodical methods.
那这样子常常更 跟人之间不能够有一个好的关系。
And so very naturally, you're not going to be able to have good relationships with a lot of people.
更严重的是破坏了人跟神应该有的关系。
And what's even worse is that we will also ruin our relationship with God.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's look back to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 24.
二十四节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。啊，马门是财力的意思。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Mammon here meaning wealth.
主耶稣说，我们要将我们的心思放在天上。
Jesus told us that we need to put our hearts on things above, on heaven.
所以二十四节，主耶稣又清楚地告诉我们，一个人他是不可能侍奉两个主的。
So in verse 24, Jesus tells us clearly that nobody can serve two masters.
我们要常常提醒自己。
We must often remind ourselves.
我在侍奉谁？
We must often ask ourselves, who am I serving?
我的心思是放在哪里？
Where have I put my mind?
当我们觉得怎么我的生活里头充满许多的问题，
When we start to realize how come my life has so many problems,
我们总是想要去解决这许多的问题。
And of course, we keep on trying to solve these problems.
我们总是想要去找出这许多问题的原因。
And we want to try to find the root cause of all those problems.
其实许多问题的原因就在这里。
Actually, often the source of many of these problems is right here.
我们到底在侍奉哪一个主？
It's in which God am I serving?
我们的心思到底是放在哪里？
Where have I put my heart and my mind?
如果我们的心思能够照着主耶稣的勉励，很努力的来把它放在天上。
If we can put our hearts and our minds on things above in heaven, like Jesus so encourages us here,
我们看重属灵的事情。
And to look highly on spiritual things.
我们珍惜我们的信仰。
To care about our faith.
我们看重我们的教会，我们爱我们的教会。
To treasure our church, to love each other.
那么，就像主耶稣所说的，我们的心，我们积攒财宝在天上，我们的心思也就在天上。
Then just like Jesus says, if we put our treasure in heaven, then we will also be in heaven.
很奇妙的，我们许多的问题，它都没有了，都解决了。
Then our hearts and our minds will also be in heaven, and we'll find that many of our problems are not problems anymore, or they become solved.
所以将我们的心思专注于神。
So once we set our minds and our hearts on God.
将我们的心思专注于神国的事。
Once we set our hearts and our minds on the things of the kingdom of God.
我们就很容易做出我们应该做的决定。
Then it'll be very easy to make the decisions that we know are the right ones.
请看撒母耳记上二十六章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上二十六章第八节。
First Samuel chapter 26.
撒母耳记上二十六章第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，亚比塞对大卫说：“现在神将你的仇敌交在你手里，求你容我拿枪将他刺透在地，一次，一次就成，不用再刺。”
Then Abishai said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time."
第九节，大卫对亚比塞说：“不可害死他，有谁伸手害主的受膏者而无罪呢？”
Nine, but David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?"
这是在一刹那之间马上要做的决定。
This was a decision that had to be made in an instant.
这是一个看起来是一个好机会。
This looked like a good opportunity.
马上的就除掉大卫眼中的。眼中的刺。
That right here, right now, we can get rid of the thorn in the side of David.
但是这个决定也很重要。
But this decision was also very important.
看起来是机会，其实不是一件好事情。
It looked like an opportunity, but actually was not a good thing.
那为什么大卫能够做出在这种紧急当中马上做出一个对的决定
？So how come David was able to make the right call in this very instant?
他的心思，因为他将心思放在天上。
Because his heart was set on things above, was in heaven.
他的心思专注于神。
His heart and his mind was focused on God.
他的心思专注于神国的事。
It was focused on the things of the kingdom of God.
他存着敬畏神的心。
He had a heart that revered God.
再请看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's also look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第四节。
First Corinthians chapter four, verse four.
第四节，我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。但判断我的乃是主。
For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord.
保罗在侍奉的道路上面常常会有周遭的人对他有所评论。
While Paul was going about in his missionary work, people around him often judged him.
保罗在侍奉的道路上面，他也的确为神做了很多事情。
And during his service, Paul actually did do a lot for God.
在保罗侍奉的路上，他也的确得着神很多的恩赐。
And during his service, he also received much of the grace of God and gifts from God.
这些也都会跟他的名声、他的地位有关系的。
And this all has to do with his position in this world.
虽然这是在做神的工作，在侍奉里头。
It all had to do with the way people viewed him, even though it was just all in just in doing the service of God.
很多好的事情、对的事情，稍不留意，他也是会偏差的。
And in many things, if he was just not careful for an instant.Then it was also easy for Paul to become somebody who is biased.
那么保罗他为什么能够去处理得很好？
But how come Paul was able to handle matters very well?
他里头的光，他的里头是光明的。
Because he was bright on the inside.
因为他懂得将很多的事情把它提升到神那里。
He knew to elevate things to the hand of God.When it came time to do so.
很多事情想到神，想到神国的事。
In many things, he was able to think about God and think about the kingdom of God.
就能够很容易的来跳脱了，不陷入里头的黑暗。
And so it was easy for him to escape from and not fall into the trap of the darkness within.
哥林多前书四章第七节。
First Corinthians chapter four, verse seven.
第七节，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，恍惚不是领受的。
For who makes you differ from another, and what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you didn't indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
为什么保罗能够是这么的光明？
Why was Paul able to shine so brightly?
他总是把事情，把遭遇提升到信仰的层面。属灵的层面。
Because when things happen, he was able to elevate them to a level of faith and spirituality and look at them from that perspective.
当我们的心思放在天上，
when we put our hearts and minds above,
神的道理就很容易的在我们的心里头。
Then it's easy for the teachings of God to be in our hearts.
当我们的心思放在天上，
when we put our hearts and minds on things above,
圣灵就能够来很容易的。来带领我们，来感动我们。
Then it's easy for the Holy Spirit to move us and to guide us.
当我们心中有存在着神的话语。
And when the words of God are in our hearts.
那就成为我们这个路上的这个我们路上的光。
Then it becomes the light to our path.
圣灵就像眼药一样让我们的眼睛明亮。
And so the Holy Spirit is like a medicine for our eyes, which causes our eyes to be bright and to see clearly.
所以常常问我们自己，我们的心思是要放在哪里？
And so we should often ask ourselves, where will your mind be?
主耶稣告诉我们要将心思放在天上。
Jesus tells us to place our hearts and our minds above.
我们一起唱诗149首。
Let's sing hymn 149. Thank you. Please be seated.
将我们的心思放在天上，我们才能够来享受真正的安息。
When we put our hearts and minds on things above, then we're able to enjoy true rest.
求天父真神他继续来带领我们，祝福我们。
So may our God continue to guide us and to bless us.
让我们能够在每一个人生活的岗位上面，我们继续的来努力。
So that we can continue to work hard in our lives and our work.
我们也过着一个不浪费资源的生活。
And so that we can also live a life in which we do not waste the resources we have.
照着圣经给我们生活的智慧我们要懂得储蓄。
And from the wisdom that is taught to us from about life from the Bible, we need to learn to save up for the future.
其实这也是这个世界上许许多多的人他们生活的一个方法跟目标。
And actually, this is also a method and a goal for many people in this world.
那我们跟别人有什么不一样？
What is the difference between us and them?
是的，我们是也努力的在过每一天的生活。
Yes, we also work hard to get through our lives day by day.
但是我们懂得积攒财宝在天上。
But we know to lay up our treasures in heaven.
我们看重我们的，珍惜我们的信仰。
And we treasure our faith.
我们爱我们的教会。
We love our church.
我们，因为我们，照主耶稣所说的，我们要将我们的心思放在天上。
Because like Jesus said, we want to place our hearts on things above in heaven.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's make our final prayer.
求主耶稣帮助我们，能够将心思放在天上。
May God help us to set our minds on things above.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands and help in prayer, please feel free to come to the front.